December arrived, bringing with it more snow and a positive avalanche of homework for the 5th years. Ron and Hermione's prefect duties also became more and more onerous as Christmas approached. They were called upon to supervise the decoration of the castle. "You try putting up tinsel when Peeves has got the other end and is trying to strangle you with it," said Ron. "To watch over 1st and 2nd years, spending their break times inside because of the bitter cold. And their cheeky little snot rags, you know, we definitely weren't that rude when we were in 1st year, said Ron. "And to patrol the corridors in shifts with Argus Filch, who suspected that the holiday spirit might show itself in an outbreak of wizard duels.
He's got dung for brains, that one," said Ron furiously.
They were so busy that Hermione had stopped knitting elf hats and was fretting that she was down to her last 3.
"All those poor elves I haven't set free yet, having to stay over during Christmas because there aren't enough hats."
Harry, who had not had the heart to tell her that Dobby was taking everything she made, bent lower over his History of Magic essay. In any case, he did not want to think about Christmas. For the first time in his school career, he very much wanted to spend the holidays away from Hogwarts. Between his Quidditch ban and worry about whether or not Hagrid was going to be put on probation, he felt highly resentful toward the place at the moment. The only thing he really looked forward to were the DA meetings, and they would have to stop over the holidays, as nearly everybody in the DA would be spending the time with their families. Hermione was going skiing with her parents, something that greatly amused Ron, who had never before heard of muggles strapping narrow strips of wood to their feet to slide down mountains. Ron, meanwhile, was going home to the Burrow. Harry endured several days of jealousy before Ron said, in response to Harry asking how Ron was going to get home for Christmas,
"But you're coming too! Didn't I say? Mum wrote and told me to invite you weeks ago."
Hermione rolled her eyes, but Harry's spirits soared. The thought of Christmas at the Burrow was truly wonderful, only slightly marred by Harry's guilty feeling that he would not be able to spend the holiday with Sirius. He wondered whether he could possibly persuade Mrs. Weasley to invite his godfather for the festivities too. But apart from the fact that he doubted whether Dumbledore would permit Sirius to leave Grimald Place, he could not help but feel that Mrs. Weasley might not want him. They were so often at loggerheads. Sirius had not contacted Harry at all since his last appearance in the fire, and although Harry knew that with Umbridge on the constant watch it would be unwise to attempt to contact him, he did not like to think of Sirius alone in his mother's old house, perhaps pulling a lonely cracker with Creature. Harry arrived early in the room of requirement for the last DA meeting before the holidays, and was very glad he had, because when the lamps burst into light, he saw that Dobby had taken it upon himself to decorate the place for Christmas. He could tell that the elf had done it, because nobody else would have strung 100 golden baubles from the ceiling, each showing a picture of Harry's face and bearing the legend, "Have a very Harry Christmas."